Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The problem is that he put himself in a position where he made big, bold claims about the rest of the agenda. You think this great stuff that we did is good? It's nothing. Wait until this summer when you're going to get all this other stuff. And then he steps on a rake.
But this time, I cannot fail. Ricks. My old arch enemy.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The president wants to make fundamental change in our economy, and he feels coming out of the pandemic is exactly the time to do that.
You know, I think a lot of times people don't have a really positive image of the government.
Tell me something I don't know.
But the nine most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government, and I'm here to help.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. And, you know, you've heard a lot about the John Gruden emails. You know, he'll never work again. We don't know how much of a payoff he got. He was on a 10-year $100 million contract as coach of the Las Vegas Raiders, now the Las Vegas Raiders. And have you noticed, though, that there's one quote, one slur in the emails that they never seem to mention? The mainstream media never seems to mention because they don't want to hurt their hero, to mention Joe Biden. In 2011, it's okay, the homophobic stuff, the racist stuff, calling Goodell the commissioner, anything. They'll run for the rest of the year with those quotes. But in 2011, he met the then vice president, Dementia Joe Biden, and after meeting him, he sent an email out calling him a nervous, clueless P-word. Had you seen that one? Yeah, you've seen it. But you have to look deep into the story to see it. And most of the stories in like CNN, MSNBC, New York, they're not gonna touch that one with a 10-foot pole. Again, it's the stuff about gays or blacks. They'll go with it because, you know, they hate the guy. They hate Gruden. But anything that makes the president look bad, a nervous, clueless P-word.
Come on, man.
I just set that up. That's our prologue for the Joe Biden sound cuts of the day. As you know, we're having a rather major problem with the supply chains, with the price of shipping containers from foreign lands has tripled, quadrupled, quintupled over the last few years. There's no one to unload the freighters when they arrive. When the freighters are unloaded, there's no one to drive the trucks to take it to the communities across the fruited plain. It's a big problem, and it's gotten immeasurably worse since Joe Biden became president. Between the handouts that have discouraged people from going back to work, to everything. So Joe Biden today had to go out and reassure America, without taking any questions or anything like that. But so let's just start out with these sound cuts, and then we'll get back to the calls in just a little bit. But I just want to play these. Let's have him first butchering the names, because it wouldn't be a Joe Biden press availability or press non-availability without butchering the names of a bunch of people. Cut four.
I'm joined by the executive director of the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach, Gene Sirocca, and Mario Cordono. I apologize, Mario.
Don't tell me you're sorry. We know how sorry you are. So what's this all about, Dementia Joe? Can you fill us in on this? Cut one.
I know you're hearing a lot about something called supply chains and how hard it is to get a range of things from a toaster to sneakers to bicycles to bedroom furniture. And
how about everything else, too? Cut to.
That's why back in February, I signed a piece of legislation on supply chain, an executive order on supply chains.
Yeah, we don't do legislation anymore in this country. That would require the legislature, the Congress, to act. So we just have executive orders. And even if the Supreme Court has told Dementia Joe's handlers that he can't do what he proposes to do in an executive order, he just signs it anyway. Because you know what? Who the hell's going to stop him? You know? Certainly not Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer. So what can you elaborate on what exactly a supply chain is, Mr. Biden? Is it kind of like Aretha Franklin used to sing about, a chain of fools? Cut three.
And with the holidays coming up, you might be wondering if gifts you plan to buy will arrive on time. Well, let me explain. Supply chains essentially mean how we make things and how the material and parts get delivered to a factory, so we can manufacture things.
Wow, this guy has a real grasp on everything, doesn't he? Who could have ever thought that? I didn't know any of that stuff before, did you?
He was well briefed by Pete Buttigieg on this one.
Yeah, do we have that Pete Buttigieg cut from yesterday where he's just losing it? We'll play that as we go along. That's one reason. That's what the poll question was all about. Pete Buttigieg knows absolutely nothing about anything. He makes Marty Walsh look like a Nobel Prize winner in economics. Cut five.
The night hours are critical for increasing the movement of goods because highways are less crowded in the evening at night.
You're kidding. You're kidding. Is that why they call the hours in the morning when people are going to work and the hours in the afternoon when they're driving home? Is that why they call it drive time? I never realized that. Wow.
I thought that was the hour that everybody listened to the band Rush. Or that Limbaugh guy.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, let's have some more of these economic pensees. Cut six.
I say potential because all of these goods won't move by themselves.
You're kidding.
For the positive impact to be felt all across the country and by all of you at home.
Did he just say that the goods won't move themselves? Wow. Again, this is like a lesson in basic economics and just the way humans operate. The goods won't move themselves. That's not the way it worked on Bewitched. All she had to do was wiggle her nose, and that would be, and the stuff would move around. I Dream of Jeannie too. She didn't need any supply chains. She didn't need to worry about nighttime when there were fewer cars on the highway. Cut seven.
I want to thank my supply chain disruption task force, which we set up in June.
The supply chain?
I want to thank my supply chain disruption task force, which we set up in June.
They're doing a hell of a job disrupting the supply chain. Cut eight.
Federal support is needed. I will direct all appropriate action. And if the private sector doesn't step up, we're going to call them out and ask them to act. Because our goal is not only to get through this immediate bottleneck, but to address the longstanding weaknesses in our transportation supply chain that this pandemic has exposed.
How come it's gotten so much worse since you became president? You know, you set up the Supply Chain Disruption Unit, Task Force. And you know, he said, we'll make this the private sector step up. Do you think the private sector likes not having goods that they can sell on the shelves? Do you think the private sector likes not being able to hire workers to process the goods in their factories? Do you think maybe you have something that you have some responsibility for this utter cluster bleep that is unfolding across the entire economy? Cut nine.
I might add parenthetically, one of the reasons why I think it's very important that we get the infrastructure plan passed, my infrastructure plan.
Yeah, so we can have more welfare and discourage even more people from going back to work. That's the infrastructure. It's not infrastructure, it's welfare. Cut 10.
We need to take a longer view, though, that invests in building greater resilience to withstand the kinds of shocks we've seen over and over, year in and year out, whether it's the pandemic, extreme weather, climate change, cyber attacks, or other disruptions.
Greater resilience. The FBI doesn't even bother to figure out that Larry Nassar is still attacking women, even though they get reports. They can't run down the Boston Marathon bombers, even though the Russians tip them off. They can't find the Parkland High School bomber, even after his aunt calls into the FBI tip line. But they're gonna build greater resilience. Cut 11.
These bills would transform our ports. There's billions of dollars for ports.
How about trillions? Millions, billions, trillions, gazillions, Brazilians. Okay, Mr. Biden. Now you've completed your remarks. I guess we'll have some. I guess we'll have some questions now, right, Brandon? Cut 12.
May God protect our troops. Thank you all so very much.
Let's go, Brandon. Come on, Brandon. Brandon. Come on, Brandon. 844-500-4242. We'll be back. We'll take your calls when we come back. Fall is too hectic to fret over meal prep. Between work, school, and social obligations, I need a few free hours left over to spend quality time with loved ones, not doing dishes and chopping vegetables. If you want to lighten your load so you can focus on your true priorities, I recommend HelloFresh. Have you got a new delivery too, didn't you, Taylor?
Yeah, I wasn't sure what was in it, but I did have over the weekend some great steak. I love steak, and you get any meat in the mail, you're taking a chance, but not with HelloFresh.
Right.
It was so fresh and it just tender, juicy. It cooked perfectly. They tell you how to cook it based on your preferences. If you want it medium rare, they tell you, all right, only throw it on there for a few minutes, and that's the way I like it. And it came out beautifully.
Yeah, Patrice, our listener from Arlington, who sends me her descriptions of what she had, she got cottage pie. And I was she got hamburger, russet potatoes, and they even told her how to use the cheddar cheese that came with it. You know, get the pie done and then put the cheddar cheese on top and in the broiler, and so you get a nice crispy taste. She said it was fantastic again. And like so many HelloFresh meals, it was better the second night than it was the first night. HelloFresh delivers pre-portioned ingredients right to my doorstep, giving me a head start on meals and freeing up the rest of the evening for much-needed me time. Since it's 30% cheaper than the grocery store, HelloFresh saves me both a trip and a buck. Plus, with farm-fresh produce and 50 always-changing weekly menu and market items, you can't beat the quality, variety, and convenience. Options like quick and easy meals and 10 to 15-minute recipes make for fast and no fuss weeknight dinners with the family. Delicious recipes like melty Monterey Jack burgers or crispy maple mustard chicken are a hit for the parents and kids alike. This fall, I'm also looking forward to the mini pumpkin cheesecake, apricot pecan biscuit bake, and more seasonal goodies from HelloFresh. And it's not just dinner either. I love adding grab-and-go breakfast, after-school treats for the kids, and wholesome snacks to keep us all energized and focused. HelloFresh eases my chaotic schedule and makes me feel calm and capable. That's a win in my book. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie14 and use code Howie14 to get up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. That's code Howie14 at HelloFresh.com/Howie14. Howie 14. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie will be right back after a quick trip to the Redemption Center. The Howie Carr Show.
Control the vibes with Raycon wireless earbuds. Their new everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever with three new sound profiles so everything you're listening to sounds its best. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. Buyraycon.com/Howie. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Which of these three Biden cabinet members is most in over his head? Pete Buttigieg, Walsh, Marty, or Antony Blinken?
I'm going to say Pete Buttigieg.
Buttigieg polling at 36%, Antony Blinken in the lead at 51%, and 13% for Walsh, Marty.
They're all in way over. They're all of them. All of them. We just picked these three at random. 844-500-4242-860. Will Dementia Joe get behind the wheel of his 18-wheeler rig like he did? Yeah, that's... There goes Brandon. What does Joe want the private sector to do without any workers? Yeah, I mean, what are you supposed to do here? It took from June to today to get the ports to stay open longer, says 207. 207, things are going to get a lot better even though they're about to fire a lot of people. Yeah, I know. Is the supply chain committee the same people that handle the world's best voter fraud? The world's most inclusive voter fraud operation, as he said. 844-500-4242. That was just pitiful. No wonder he... His poll numbers just keep plummeting even further. How about the fact that there are fewer workers to unload the containers and the ships off the Long Beach and L.A. coast and the shortage of truck drivers? Did Dementia Joe mention that? No, he just mentioned he wants the infrastructure program, which is not infrastructure, it's welfare, to keep more people from going back to work. And by the way, all these illegal aliens crossing the border, you'll notice none of them are going to work. They don't seem to be that interested in working. Lee, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lee.
So President Trump tries to make it easier to get a Class A license and keep it by relaxing the DOT medical card options. And what does Biden's government do? 6 months to get a license because you have to go to school now. You can't train under a licensed driver anymore. And they stiffen the DOT card regulations.
Well, and also, aren't these trucking companies going to have to fire people who don't get the vaccination, assuming OSHA ever issues this mandate?
Oh, they're going to drop like flies, Howie. None of them are taking it.
Yeah,
there's going to be a third of the truck drivers if they mandate it. A third.
So are they going to let the National Guard take time off from giving the COVID tests at the schools or, staffing the prisons to drive the trucks as well? At night, of course. It's at night. And by the way, when everything moves at night, isn't that when the infrastructure plan is going to be implemented that Joe Biden wants, that claims he's going to be doing with all this money, these trillions of dollars?
Well, most big cities, you can only work at night anyway, so you're doing the
You know, you're right. Now that you mention it, you're right. Yeah, you can. Yeah. So why the hell was he making a big deal out of nighttime when you're right? That's the rule in most big cities that you can't tie up the commuting traffic during the daylight hours. God, none. You know, it would be nice if somebody in the White House had ever had a real job. I mean, any kind of job. Just stocking shelves. Just, parking cars at a nightclub. Anything. But nobody does. Nobody's had that job, including the three people we have on our poll question today. I'm Howie Carr.
Let's go, Brandon!
Oh,
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
860 says, did you hear anything about the truck drivers not being allowed into the California ports because they aren't vaccinated? I hadn't heard that, but wouldn't surprise me. Would it surprise you? I guess that's another reason why Brandon had to leave early. 413, let's put the people in charge of the Afghanistan withdrawal in charge of the supply chain. After all, we armed the Taliban army in a few days. Yeah, we could. All the goods that are stored in the warehouses and can't get out, they'd just be free, like all the prisoners in Bagram. After we left, it went fast, didn't it? And what's the thing about supply chain?
I want to thank my supply chain disruption task force.
Supply chain, wasn't that one of lying dog face soldier pony? Joe Biden's favorite movies as a youth?
I've got things for you to do! And Mother wants you! I know she does! Shane!
Supply Shane! Supply Shane! Alan Ladd! Shane! Shane! Where's my toilet paper? I can't buy any paper towels at Costco. They're out of Gatorade Zero. 844-500-4242. Did you see about the Joe border surge? This was in the Daily Caller. The Daily Caller went and they interviewed some of these illegal aliens that are waiting to cross the border. They love Joe Biden so much. They all had to speak through a translator, of course. Why do you love Joe Biden? Because he's giving us immigration opportunities. He's not selfish like President Trump, because that man, he's too bad and very racist. And we need a society that supports each other and not one that criticizes us because we are all the same. No, I work for a living and you don't, pal.
Everything free in America.
I didn't commit a crime by being here. You committed a crime. And I like the way he says, a society that supports each other. That doesn't mean he's going to be supporting you and me. It means we're going to be supporting him. At least he's very honest. These people are very honest about it now. They're not coming here to work. They're coming here to go on the dole. They're coming here to flop, as they used to say. The migrant soon after offered her thanks to Biden for supporting them. We thank him very much because he's supporting us. No, I'm supporting you. God bless him, she said through a translator. Another Colombian migrant told the Daily Caller reporter he's obviously happy that Biden changed some immigration policy because it gives the chance for, quote, gives the chance for new people to grow, study, be something, be somebody in life, because that's what we're looking for. Did you notice what he said? He didn't mention looking for a job. He's not looking for a job. None of these people are going to be working in the supply chain when they get here, unless the supply chain includes EBT cards, Section 8 housing vouchers, Medicaid, free translators, free legal counsel when they get arrested for a drive-by shooting or peddling fentanyl. 844-500-4242. Dennis, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dennis.
Hey, Howie. Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. I was wondering if anybody brought this up. I a couple of years ago, during Obama's administration, the shelves were bare for ammunition, and they were being bought. It was being bought by the government, and it was going to all like the IRS, the Treasury, all these pencil pusher, you know, agencies, and nobody can figure out why would they be using that. Now they're hiring thousands of IRS and stuff. Is this the beginning of Biden, the puppet, being used to stop this federal police force, what everybody talks about?
I don't know. I think the IRS agents are just being hired to raise more revenue. And even more importantly than that, they want to police all financial transactions of over $600. So, you know, I think that gives them a reason to go after people. It's like these FISA wiretaps that they used during the Russian collusion hoax. They just needed a reason, a pretext to investigate. And you know, we quote the Stalin era KGB official, show me the crime, show me the man and I'll show you the crime. They're just, I think that's why they're hiring more IRS agents. They just want to start rummaging through. You know, you're a school board attendee who goes and complains about masks for your kids or critical race theory. They'll just start rummaging through your financial transactions and looking for something they can hang on you. I mean, that's the way it works in a police state, and that's the way it works to a large degree in the United States. You know, I mean, I got audited during the Reagan administration because they didn't like the stories I was writing about a political corruption investigation. So I got hung, and a lawyer who I worked with got IRS notices during the Reagan administration. And you know, I've been audited during Democrat administrations, Republican administrations, state, federal. I don't want to give them any more power. I just don't. They have too much power as it is, I think. Thanks for the call, though, Dennis. It's a good question. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Howie, just wonder if Hunter has his checkbook, if he'll be checking that. That's all.
Yeah, you know what? That's a real good point. You know, the Daily Mail has a story today about all this new stuff they're still getting more information out of this laptop. And apparently Hunter and Joe's bank accounts were totally commingled, and Joe was paying for some of these hooker cocaine binges for Hunter, and Hunter was paying for some of his some of Joe's mortgage payments when he was vice president. Hi, are they going to be investigated, do you think, before you and me? I rather doubt it.
Howie, quick question, Howie. Did you mention about Dr. Peter McCullough, who testified under oath about, in a 28-day period in Maine, there were 661 deaths of vaccinated people?
No, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, Howie, look up Dr. Peter McCullough testified about saying that they should be investigating this.
Is this in Washington or in Augusta?
The state of Maine is 661.
Okay, we'll check it. We'll check it out and see if we can find. We'll see if we can find that. 844-500-4242. I told you that the big hospital in Lewiston, Central Maine Medical Center, is shutting down wards and reducing services because they don't have anybody, because they're losing people with the vaccination mandates. And you know, and that was another question that Biden wasn't going to answer. I mean, assuming that there probably would have been one or two reporters, at least Ducey would have asked him about this. Well, so how are you going to get the supply chain up and running again when you're firing thousands or tens of thousands of people for not getting the vaccination? But of course, Brandon didn't want to answer that. So let's go. But you know, maybe does he when he gets that, he's wearing that earpiece, that IFB. Do they start yelling "Let's go, Brandon" at the when he wraps it up and says "God bless the troops" and then
"Let's go, Brandon"?
Oh, I guess I gotta go. I gotta go. Rob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rob.
Hey, howdy. Hey, so speaking of supply chain, so we're using the National Guard to fill in these positions that are severely short-staffed, but have these morons thought of what jobs they're taking these National Guardsmen from?
Yeah, I mentioned earlier I got a text from a guy in a police department in Massachusetts, and he said they're already short-staffed in the police department. They called up the National Guard to go to work in the prisons starting next weekend if they have to. And so this guy, so they're down one more guy in the police department. And then he said, and by the way, this guy is refusing to get vaccinated. So what the hell, what are they going to do with him? You know, so they call up a National Guardsman who won't get vaccinated to replace a prison guard who won't get vaccinated. You know, what's the answer here, Rob? How about we have testing? Or how about we just back off altogether, since the so-called Delta variant appears to be fading fast? Why are they cracking down when the problem, such as it is fading away?
It's almost like we just need to get people off the dole and maybe stop these mandates. And then, I don't know, I'm not a smart man, but I would like to think that maybe people might start filling these in these positions, and we can fix the supply chain.
The supply chain. Yes, we all got through. Tonight, you know, if your kids are out and you're driving home, or you're just driving around and you're having dinner with the kids, and they ask you, Daddy, Mommy, what is the supply chain?
Shane!
That kid was about as big as Alan Ladd. Alan Ladd didn't go much over 5 feet. 844-500-4242. Mary, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mary.
Hi, Howie. How are you?
Hi. Good.
Did the current resident of the White House, did he say back in April he instituted the supply chain brigade or whatever he called it?
Let's see. Where is that? I'm looking for that right now.
That's quite a while ago, isn't it?
Cut seven. Yeah, you know what? You're right. Let's play that cut again. Let's play the Shane cut again, Jared.
I want to thank my supply chain disruption task force, which we set up in June.
June.
Oh, June. Okay.
Well, I mean, that's 4 months.
Yeah.
Right?
Almost like this was planned, right? Like the plandemic.
Right, really, and didn't Kamala Harris tell us about 6 weeks ago, you better start your Christmas shopping early because there's going to be some problems?
Yeah. This is all planned. So then the great reset will come in to save the day, and we're all going to just sit back and let it happen.
I hope not, Mary. We got to do, we can't let it happen. And what is the great reset? I mean, the only reset I want is to go back to February 2020 before this before the panic began. Highest employment rates since they started keeping records, lowest unemployment rates among blacks, Hispanics, women since they started keeping records 50, 60 years ago. A booming economy. That's the only reset I want. There were no problems with the supply chain. Back in February 2020, were there? Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. How does our economy determine the value of an item? The price of the world's most valuable commodities are all set at auction. Items such as fine arts, antiques, coins, and classic cars are often priced through auction. The fish you just ate, the textiles that make up the clothes on your back, and the diamond on your finger. All those items were originally priced through auction. So, when it is time for you to sell the most valuable commodity you own, namely your real estate, why not sell it at auction with J.J. Manning? Our clients are affluent and intelligent decision makers who set the terms and sell their real estate quickly and contingency-free in a competitive auction. There is no stigma and no distress in this process. Recent Howie and Grace listeners have seen upwards of 30 qualified bidders competing for their real estate. When you sell real estate traditionally, you pay the broker's commission, but in a J.J. Manning auction, the buyer pays. That saves you thousands of dollars right off the top. To learn more on how to get your residential, commercial, or land property sold quickly and contingency-free, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to The Howie Carr Show.
We gave you a gun and the authority to use it. One is no good without the other. They don't know that out there. So they'll scream blue murder until the next time they need a man with a badge.
Howie Carr.
In 2018, Dementia Joe told voters it was, quote, totally appropriate to wonder if he was too old to be president. He admitted it himself. Yet now the likes of CNN's Chris Saliza, a real weasel, sniff that such talk is the, quote, gross, lowest common denominator politics and should cease immediately. Because Joe obviously has a firm grasp on, well, on some things, maybe not
reality. You know the thing.
Yeah. I know. Biden won his first race, first big race, at age 30. He was questioning the fitness of Senator J. Caleb Boggs. You know how old Boggs was? 63. And Biden said he was too old. Now Biden is 79, going on 152. By the way, we still have cheap bastard deals for Fun Spot. It's the world's largest arcade in Laconia, New Hampshire, open year-round. It's an easy drive from Boston if you're going to Loon Mountain or any of the ski resorts in New Hampshire. It's a great place to stop off. It's a great place to stock up on the gift certificates for next summer if you go in the summer rather than the winter. And it's a great stocking stuffer, too. $50 gift worth of tokens for $25. It's a hell of a deal. Go to HowieCarShow.com and click on store for those Fun Spot the gift certificates. Laconia, New Hampshire, world's largest arcade. We had a great time there, Grace and I. Doing a remote there and then playing pinball during the breaks. Or I played pinball. She did other things, but I'm a pinball guy. And next summer I'll get the candle pins. They have candle pins and 10 pins bowling lanes. 844-500-4242. Dr. Luke, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dr. Luke.
How you doing, Howie?
Good.
They're talking about this COVID shot all the time. You know, these medical workers, a year ago they were heroes. Now they're being fired. Single mothers who need these jobs, and at the General Hospital in Augusta, Maine, the finance department has been exempt from taking the shot. And
really,
I don't understand that. Why is it such a big deal? And people, and there are groups who are exempt from taking the shot. And I would like to know about that.
I would also like a list of all the congressmen and their staffers who are taking hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. You know, they're dumping on these therapeutics, and yet they're apparently a lot of these Congress critters are taking them themselves.
Correct. This is bogus. This is bogus, and the people need to know about this.
I know, and Charlie Parker now he's got a state trooper who didn't want to take the jab is now in a medically induced coma at the Brigham and Women's Hospital, and Charlie Parker is trying to change the subject to global warming. I mean, these people are just despicable, aren't they? Whether it's Mills or Charlie Baker or Phil Murphy. Did you see Phil Murphy? He just said 2-year-olds in New Jersey have to wear the mask. And he was at some gay fundraising dinner with a couple of congressmen and all the Democrat legislative leaders in Trenton. None of them wearing masks, Dr. Luke. None of them. What does Mr. Garcia think of that if he's listening? What I mean, these people are such frauds. Ugh, and they all come from the same background. Murphy and Baker went to the same high school. They both went to Harvard College. All these people, they think they're better than you and me. 844-500-4242. We got a lot to get to here today. We're looking for the trying to find out what was said by this Dr. McCullough at what was said with the public health commissioner in Maine about the number of deaths among vaccinated people. There are a lot of vaccinated people are getting sick with this. I don't, you know, it's 413 says today my fully vaxxed cousin was hospitalized with COVID. Yeah, there are a lot of people being hospitalized with COVID who've gotten the vaccines. So what's their answer? If the vaccine doesn't work, just take another vaccine, right? 844-500-4242. We'll be right back with the Trump Line and more. I'm Howie Carr.